Could it be over? The UAW has inked a tentative deal with General Motors. Oh, and by the way, Wall Street surged on a slew of big earnings reports. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 30th day of October. Thanks for being with us. In other news, pharmacists began calling in sick today. It's yet another labor issue. There's also a recall of eye drops that we'll tell you about. High mortgage rates do not seem to be the reason people don't want to sell their existing homes. We'll share that story. We've got the Wall Street Report and McDonald's shrugs off lower foot traffic. For the interview, you'll meet yet another person associated with the 2023 World Food Prize laureate, Heidi Kuhn. My guest is Violet Gergich from the Gergich Hills Estate Winery and Vineyard. We are talking wine, peace, family, marketing, and restorative agriculture. But first, the news.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful that you're along for the ride again today. Want to reach us on X, formerly known as Twitter? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. And over on Threads, we are at Insight on Business. The last of the big three Detroit automakers has inked a tentative deal with the UAW, which would, everyone hopes anyway, will end the strike. The Associated Press is reporting that under the agreement reached early on Monday at the union's headquarters in Detroit, workers at all three companies will return to the job, pending votes on whether to ratify the contract, which will take place over the next 2 weeks. The GM deal follows tentative agreements reached with Ford on Wednesday and Jeep maker Stellantis on Saturday. All three deals have to be voted on by the 146,000 union members who work at the Detroit companies. The union's targeted strikes against the companies began back on September 15. The main provisions of the deals are largely the same at all three automakers, but there are some small differences. In each case, workers would see a 25% general pay raise, including an 11% increase upon ratification. Including cost of living pay, the raises would total more than 30% over the life of the contracts, which would run through April of 2028. Meanwhile, Wall Street had a day. All three of the major indexes closed sharply higher, propelled by relief that the Israel-Hamas war had not drawn in other combatants in the region over the weekend. In addition, there was a slew of positive earnings reports. Also, oil futures fell sharply, with the U.S. benchmark falling 3% to erase gains seen since the October 7 Hamas terrorist attack on southern Israel. Those numbers from today? Well, those are coming at you in just a bit. Overworked and understaffed is what's fueling a labor disruption at some of the largest pharmacies in the U.S. Pharmacists at Walgreens and CVS began calling in sick, highlighting what has become a major issue in healthcare. The extent and impact of the demonstration, which is planned until Wednesday, are not clear as of this afternoon. Pharmacists say they've been dealing with difficult working conditions for years. Those problems worsened during the COVID-19 pandemic, when stores saw waves of people seeking tests, vaccines, and treatments. The retail pharmacists are not looking for more pay or vacation time, although they said they would support better wages for their technicians. One of the main issues is patient safety, as mistakes can happen when workers are, overworked. Speaking of pharmacies, the AP is reporting that U.S. health regulators are warning consumers not to use more than 24 varieties of over-the-counter eye drops because of the risk of infections that could lead to blindness. The Food and Drug Administration advisory applies to lubricating drops sold by six companies, including CVS Health, Target, Rite Aid, and Cardinal Health. Consumers should stop using any of these products immediately and avoid purchasing any that remain on pharmacy and store shelves. The agency asked the companies to recall their products last week because FDA inspectors found unsanitary conditions and bacteria at the facility producing the drops. The FDA did not disclose the location of the factory or when it was inspected. We've reported on it, as have others, that the reason homeowners don't want to sell their homes is because they enjoy much lower mortgage rates, some as low as 3% on a 30-year fixed. However, that might not be the case. MarketWatch is reporting that Fannie Mae conducted a special study to look at whether high rates is really deterring people from selling their homes. The research group surveyed homeowners with and without a mortgage. Fannie Mae's results show that there is much more to the decline in the supply of existing homes for sale than just higher mortgage rates. One major takeaway was that 45% of homeowners with a mortgage and 49% of homeowners who own their homes free and clear do not plan to stay in their homes longer than they originally intended. In fact, only 29% of homeowners with and without a mortgage plan to stay in their homes for longer than they originally intended. For this group, the lock-in effect was only barely the top reason for staying longer in their homes. About one-fifth or 21% of the homeowners who had a mortgage said they were planning to stay in their home for longer periods because of low mortgage rates. Out of the 29% who were hanging on to their homes for longer than they intended, their motivations were driven by other factors unrelated to mortgage rates. 19% said, hey, we like our home and the location. 13% said that home prices were way too high to buy anywhere else. An additional 13% said that their job and family is located in the area, so, hey, they're planning to stay. Now we know. It was a wild day on Wall Street with the major indexes all closing well into the green. The Dow gained a whopping 511 points to close at 32,928, while the Nasdaq put up 146 points to end the trade at 12,789. The S&P 500 picked up 49 points, closing at 4166. So what happened? Investors were upbeat that the war in the Middle East had not brought in other players. There was a raft of positive earnings reports, and investors weighed a report that the Bank of Japan may move Tuesday to loosen its cap on 10-year Japanese government bond yields. Speaking of bond yields, the 10-year T-bill inched up a bit to 4.888%. West Texas Intermediate crude, that was down today, down to $82.59 a barrel. Gas prices also fell. And finally, there is this, and this is about less foot traffic at the Golden Arches. Fewer U.S. customers gave in to their McDonald's cravings this past quarter, with traffic to restaurants falling for the first time this year. Still, the fast food behemoth beat earnings expectations and notched a 14% bump in revenue as higher prices boosted order totals. So how did all that happen? Well, McDonald's says higher-income diners are trading down from more expensive options. Oh, yeah, and by the way, that Free Fries Friday is also helping out. Stay with us and click ahead for a conversation about wine, peace, a family business, and something called restorative agriculture. My guest is Violet Gergich from Napa Valley. This is some seriously good stuff. You got to listen. And thanks for being here.